Welcome in, high school basketball fans, to another exciting season of live George Ranch High School men's varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Head coach Charlie Jones has a potent mix of upperclassmen and newcomers that has already established itself as a team that will contend for the top spot in District 23-6A and will make a deep run in the UIL playoffs. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's men's varsity basketball game.
All right, thanks, Michelle. Live from Longhorns Gym on the campus of George Ranch High School, this is Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio. First of all, Happy New Year. Welcome in, everybody. I'm Tom Tirando, and this is the opening game of 23-6A play for the 2019-2020 season. On the men's side, on the women's side, I can report to you that George Ranch won its second district game of the year, 48-34, down in Clute against the women's team from Brazoswood High School. George Ranch and the Lady Longhorns now 20-4 overall, 2-0 in district play, and they go on to play Hastings on Tuesday night. Right here, this is the opening game for the George Ranch Longhorns. The Brazoswood Buccaneers come in at 13-7, the second best team in 23-6A as it relates to non-district games. On top of that list and on top of the district coming into the opening day of play, the Pearland Oilers are 19-1 overall as they start district play. George Ranch 8-10, and having a up and down time of it in non-district play. Hope to turn that around, get off on the right foot here as district play begins. George Ranch won its last game coming into this one. They beat Katie Tompkins the other day 60-42. They play at Hastings on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Brazoswood, as we mentioned, 13-7 overall. They beat Willow Ridge 69-65 on their last victory, and they will host the Taylor Lions on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock in their second district game of the year. Other games today, and all of them have a three out of the four of them, rather, have a 3 o'clock tip-off. Strake Jesuit is in Pearland to play at Dawson High School. That one tips off at 3 o'clock. Strake at 5-13, and Dawson evened up at 10-10. Elsick plays host to Hastings, 9-10. Elsick and Hastings at 11-6. They tip off at 3 o'clock. And then according to the schedule, Pearland is at A-Leaf Taylor this evening. Tip-off is 7 o'clock over there. Pearland 19-1, their first district game against A-Leaf Taylor at 5-14. Take a break here. When we come back, we'll get you ready for our pregame interview with Charlie Jones. But for now, you're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Honey, isn't it amazing?
What?
The sacrifice, the dedication, the grit. I mean, they really set an example, don't they?
Oh, well, no question. Today's high school athletes are truly special.
Not the athletes.
Well, who?
The officials.
Oh.
Today's student athletes are truly special. But there's something pretty great about the men and women who officiate their games, too. Like the way they're giving back to their communities. Officiating is a terrific way to stay in shape, meet new people, and stay connected to the game you love. But the biggest reason of all? We need more qualified high school officials here in Texas. And without them, the rest of us would have a whole lot less to cheer about. High school games need officials. High school sports need you.
Great call, Ralph!
Yeah.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports at ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, and as he always does, and he's so good about this, Charlie Jones came over, sat down with us for a few minutes during the JV game, and let me pass on that score, rather. The George Ranch JV team picked up its first district win against the Brazoswood Buccaneers JV squad. Longhorn 63, Buccaneers 37 in the game that just finished up here in Longhorn's gym. As we said, Charlie Jones, as he always does, took a minute to stop by and speak to us. Here's the interview. All right, our chance to talk to Charlie Jones in the year 2020 for the first time. First of all, happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year's, everybody.
It's kind of an odd situation we got. The holiday season's winding down, but the district basketball season is just cranking up.
I'm actually happy that we didn't do like other districts and start in December. You know, we got a chance to get better, go enjoy our families, get refreshed, and hopefully we're ready to play tonight.
And what a way to start with the Brazoswood Buccaneers coming out of non-district play. They're the second-best team in the league as far as that goes.
Yeah, they've been playing really well. But we've been playing some tough teams, and I think we're going to be prepared for the night. Just hope we don't have any holiday hangover, and they're just ready to play today.
What are you expecting from Trent Olivier's group?
Oh, man, they play hard. Well-coached team. Played them last year. They're looking for revenge, and he's got to come out, play good basketball, match their intensity, and be ready to go 1-0, hopefully.
You know, they almost matched you guys as far as non-district games. You had 18 games. They had 20 games coming in. Certainly enough games to get a good look at their club. You did the same. And district play starts right now, and you guys should have your lineup set and at least know what guys are plugged into what positions.
Yeah, we would think that, but unfortunately one of our starters, Jordan Lewis, is banged up. We want to send I told Jaden Geary we send a shout out to him. His great grandfather passed away, so he's in Oklahoma right now with him. So we're gonna next man up. You know, that's how we've always been. We're a team, and we're gonna try to play hard for those guys and play hard for the school. But we're still trying to find a lineup that works for us this deep in the year. But that's why you have a lot of players, and everybody's got to be ready.
We talked about this early in the season, but as things have progressed in the non-district play, give me your thumbnail on the district as a whole.
It's wide open. You know, each team is, they play really good teams, and they play well. They've lost some games they maybe shouldn't have lost, but everybody's well coached every year in our district, so it's going to be a battle every night.
All right. Once again, Happy New Year and good luck.
Thank you.
That was Charlie Jones with our pregame interview, talking about his 8-10 George Ranch Longhorns playing host this afternoon to the 13-7 Brazoswood Buccaneers. When you come back, when we come back, when we all meet back here, we'll have more to set up this game this afternoon, the opening game of the 23-6A season for these clubs in the 2019-2020 season. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah. Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Texas, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who play high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
We're the Bells Junior Varsity Drill Team at George Ranch High School.
All right, thank you, ladies. Back at Longhorns Gym on the campus of George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas, for the opening game of the District 23-6A basketball season for 19-20. As we alluded to earlier in the broadcast, Pearland is on top of the district at 19-1. Brazoswood, these Buccaneers, are 13-7. A-Leaf Hastings, 11-6. Dawson is 10-10. Elsick, 9-10. George Ranch, 8-10. Strake Jesuit, 5-13. And A-Leaf Taylor, 5-14. So all the teams with close to 20 non-district games to get ready for the season. Strake Jesuit is down in Pearland facing the Dawson Eagles. They tip off at 3 o'clock. Elsick plays host to Crosstown Hastings High School, also tipping off at 3 o'clock. And then according to the schedule we're looking at, Pearland is at A-Leaf Taylor. That one tips off at 7 o'clock over at A-Leaf Taylor High School. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups and the national anthem, and we'll be ready to tip this one off from George Ranch High School. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, waiting on the tip-off. Brazoswood Buccaneers are in the building to play the George Ranch Longhorns. And we'll start by giving you the starting lineups for the Buccaneers. A 5'11 senior, Roy Brown. A 6 foot junior, Ty Sims. A 6'4 junior, Jake Simpson. A 6'5 sophomore, Von Troy Malone. And a 6'3 senior, Noah Kane. Roy Brown, Ty Sims, Jake Simpson, Von Troy Malone, and Noah Kane, the starting five for the Brazoswood Buccaneers. Their head coach is Trent Olivier. For the homestanding George Ranch Longhorns, starting lineup looks like this. Stephen Woods, a 6'1 junior. Ori Limbrick, a 5'11 junior. A.D. Harris, a 6'2 senior. John Kahn, a 6'2 sophomore. And a 6'3 freshman, Zion Harper. Stephen Woods, Ori Limbrick, A.D. Harris, John Kahn, and freshman Zion Harper, the starting five for the George Ranch Longhorns. Their head coach is Charlie Jones. Let me throw some numbers at you so you can get an idea about both of these clubs. Again, for the visiting Brazoswood Buccaneers, they average 42.8 points per game. They shoot about 39% from the field, 33% from beyond the arc, 63% from the free throw line. They average close to 13 turnovers a game and pick off about 23 rebounds per game. On the other side of the scorebook, George Ranch Longhorns have 59 points per game. Their shooting percentage is 40%, 27 on the three-pointers, 53% from the free throw line, 16 turnovers on average for the Longhorns per game, and they pull down about 31 rebounds on average per game. Both clubs are heading over to their respective benches. We will have our national anthem, I believe, then the starting lineups and a tip-off here at George Ranch High School. See if we're going to have a national anthem or the lineups presented to the crowd here. Otherwise, we have already given you the starting lineups. We'll reiterate those and tip off the basketball game. Longhorns out on the court first. It's Stephen Woods, Ori Limbrick, A.D. Harris, John Kahn, and Zion Harper, the starting five for George Ranch. On the other side, Roy Brown, Ty Sims, Jake Simpson, Vontroy Malone, and Noah Kane. Out from the opposing bench, players shake hands around the circle and in the circle. It'll be Zion Harper jumping up against Vontroy Malone. Ball is in the air, tipped handily by the Buccaneers, and on to Roy Brown. The 5'11 senior cross midcourt. Gives it off to Ty Sims. Sims looks in the corner and finds Noah Kane over there. He has some trouble with the basketball. Now off top again. This time to Jake Simpson. Simpson gives way again to Roy Brown. Brown drives on the left side, puts up the shot. No good. It's knocked around. And Vontroy Malone had an opportunity to grab it off. He couldn't do that. And the Buccaneers commit their first turnover of the game. Longhorns with the basketball. Out top is Stephen Woods. Woods to Ori Limbrick on the left side. Early on, Buccaneers in a 1-2-2 zone. Ball around the horn again. To Limbrick, to Stephen Woods. And then A.D. Harris. And Harris thought he was leaving it off for Zion Harper, but a little too much on the basketball, and it goes out of bounds. First turnover for George Ranch this afternoon. Glad you joined us on GRHSI Radio. This is live Longhorns basketball. Opening game of the 23-6A district season. And on the drive is Ty Sims. And he meets a roadblock in Zion Harper. And Harper is called for the personal foul, his first. At the free throw line, Ty Sims. Sims averages 9.5 points a game and 71% from the free throw line. First shot on its way and good. Ty Sims with the first point this afternoon. Right hand dribble. Lets it go too hard off the back iron. Rebound to John Kahn, to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick in the corner to Kahn. Back out top to Ori Limbrick. Back to Kahn on the left side. And back to Limbrick. Khan switches sides. A.D. Harris now with the basketball on the left side. Back to Limbrick. Back in the corner to Khan. Longhorns moving the ball around the perimeter, looking for that first open shot. Down low now to Zion Harper. Harper to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick drives the lane, puts up the short jumper. No good. Rebound comes off to Ty Sims. It's 1-0, Buccaneers, 5:56, and a ball stolen away by George Ranch. Left ahead to Stephen Woods, and he is fouled. He'll take two shots at the line. Foul whistled against the 6'3 senior Noah Kane. At the free throw line, Stephen Woods. Woods, a 50% free throw shooter. First one is off the mark. Checking in, Julian Camper, the 5'11 junior. Next free throw from Woods, and that one was in the cylinder and comes bounding out. Rebound and the ball to Roy Brown. Brown has Ori Limbrick in front of him. Longhorns are moving right to left across your radio dial, across your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, however you're listening to us tonight. We're glad you're with us. And I've already made that mistake of saying tonight at 3:06 in the afternoon, so bear with me on that. It's an afternoon game here at George Ranch as the holiday season winds down for players, student-athletes, teachers like myself, everybody back to school and back to work on Monday the 6th. Long one from John Kahn in the corner. No good. Rebound taken away by Jake Simpson. And Simpson loses control. Third turnover of the night now for the Buccaneers. This one in the corner and again off the mark. Tracked down this time to Julian Camper. Camper on the right side. Jump shot is a little bit too hard off the mark. But a good save as the ball was going out of bounds by Camper. He gets it to Limbrick. Limbrick in the corner to Stephen Woods. And that's a three-pointer by Stephen Woods. Longhorn are on the scoreboard and lead 3-1. And the ball stripped away by Limbrick. Limbrick on the drive. And the offensive foul against Ori Limbrick. His first personal foul. Limbrick got the steal, but went in hard on Roy Brown, drew the offensive foul. Two fouls for George Ranch, and two for the Buccaneers. Down low to Limbrick, and Limbrick puts it up and in on the fifth turnover of the afternoon by the Buccaneers. Make that six as Jacoby Atwater, the 6'1 senior, turned the ball over as we were talking about turnovers. Buccaneers average 13 turnovers a game. Longhorns average about 16. Limbrick out top. Good pick there by Zion Harper. Limbrick puts up the short jumper. No good. Harper strong on the rebound. Tries to put it back up, and a jump ball is called. And the award goes to George Ranch under their own basket at the far end of Longhorns Gym. One of the officials will towel off the basketball. A lot of perspiration on it. Fighting hard under the basket was Zion Harper. Put up a shot, got his own rebound, and then was kind of wrapped up with the basketball. Julian Camper drives, gets it down low to Harper. Harper puts it up on the left side, no good. Rebound is to Noah Kane and the Buccaneers. Out top now to Roy Brown. Brown will set things up for Brazoswood to Noah Kane. Kane, a couple dribbles and picks it up. John Kahn on him. Now out top to Alex Reyes. To Jacoby Atwater. Back to Noah Kane. Kane out top to Jacoby Atwater. Atwater drives on the right side and he's fouled. Foul whistled against Julian Camper. His first at the free throw line is Jacoby Atwater, 65% free throw shooter, averaging just about 4 points a game. First shot on its way and good by Atwater. A.D. Harris is in. Jose Enwakego is also in for George Ranch. Second free throw on its way. Too hard off the back iron. A.D. Harris clears the boards ahead to Ori Limbrick, who drives, puts up the kind of off-balance lay-in. And that's no good. It's picked off the boards by Roy Brown. Brown gives it up. Ball is taken away by Stephen Woods. Woods inside the free throw line. Jumper good. Stephen Woods with 5 points. It's 7-2. Longhorns by five. Good strong press by George Ranch. And they get the basketball. 8 turnovers for the Buccaneers. Ahead to Wood. He leaves it behind for Enwakego, who lays it up and in. And a timeout is called by the Buccaneers. George Ranch 9 and Brazoswood 2. We'll be right back to Longhorns Gym.
When it comes to taking care of your oral health issues, you need a team of exceptional dentists as your partner. In the Sugar Land area, your partner is the skilled team of dentists at Harrell Dentistry. Dr. Tyson Harrell, Dr. Mary Harrell, and Dr. Katie Davis each specialize in a different area dentistry practice and will make sure that every visit to their state-of-the-art facility is a relaxing one. To make an appointment, call 281-937-1671 or contact the Harrell Dentistry team by email at harrelldentistry@att.net. That's Harrell Dentistry on Crab.
All right, back at George Ranch High School. Longhorns lead at 9-2, 2:10 left in the first quarter. This is the opening game of the 2019-2020 season in 23-6A play. That ball is out of bounds by Kenyon Atwater, and turnovers have continued to plague the Buccaneers early on here. They have 9, George Ranch with 2. Ori Limbrick out on the left wing. Finds A.D. Harris in the corner. Harris drives a baseline and gives it up to Enwakego. Enwakego has that ball poked away. Third turnover for George Ranch. To Roy Brown. Brown to Jacoby Atwater, the 6'1 senior. Back to Brown. Brown drives the left side in the corner to Atwater. Atwater trying to drive the baseline, now gets around. Enwakego, and the ball intercepted by Julian Camper. Camper tries to put up the shot, and the ball goes out of bounds. It looked like it was blocked, and it may have been blocked, but off of Julian Camper. That's 4 turnovers for the Longhorns. Again to Brown. Brown almost loses, does lose control of the basketball. Ahead now to A.D. Harris, who lays it up and in. A.D. Harris with the layup on the right side. Longhorns 11, Buccaneers 2. Inside a minute to play in the first quarter. To Atwater in the corner. out top now to Kenyon Atwater, and he loses control of the basketball. Julian Camper sent one up, and he thought Stephen Woods was going to be able to tip it in. The ball was being batted around above the rim for a second, and then off the mark. And Charlie Jones wants a timeout. A little out of control on that trip down the court for the Longhorns. Bringing up to date on scoring, Stephen Woods with 5 points, Ori Limbrick with a basket, A.D. Harris, and Jos Enwakego with a basket. Those are the points scored for George Ranch. On the other side of my scorebook, Ty Sims and Jacoby Atwater each have a free throw, and that's where we stand, 11-2, George Ranch, with just about 30 seconds left in the first quarter. All right, the inbound to Stephen Woods. Woods to A.D. Harris on the right side. In a corner. And traveling by Isiosa Ayawa. Ayawa in for George Ranch. Commits the fifth turnover for the Longhorns. Driving on the left side, Colby Solis. Solis gives it up to Atwater. And Atwater drives on the basket, and he's fouled by Ayawa. Ayawa with his first personal foul at the free throw line. Jacoby Atwater, 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Ball is up and off the back iron. Julian Camper checks back in. And coming out, the 6'3 junior, Isiosa Ayawa. Lady Longhorns a winner down in Clute, 48-34. We'll talk to you more about that in just a second. Second free throw is off the mark as well. Ball goes out of bounds. Now, reminding the Longhorns, they have 6.8 seconds left. Get the ball down court and take that last shot before the first quarter ends. Ori Limbrick will do that in the lane, puts it up and in. Ori Limbrick scores his third and fourth points right before the buzzer. George Ranch, 13. Brazoswood Buccaneers, 2. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
When it comes to taking care of your oral health issues, you need a team of exceptional dentists as your partner. In the Sugar Land area, your partner is the skilled team of dentists at Harrell Dentistry. Dr. Tyson Harrell, Dr. Mary Harrell, and Dr. Katie Davis each specialize in a different area of dentistry practice and will make sure that every visit to their state-of-the-art facility is a relaxing one. To make an appointment, call 281-937-1671 or contact the Harrell Dentistry team by email at harrelldentistry@att.net. That's Harrell Dentistry on Crab River Road in Richmond.
All right, second quarter, just about ready to begin here at George Ranch High School. Longhorns lead it 13-2. 5 points by Woods, 4 by Limbrick, and 2 each by A.D. Harris and Jos Enwakego. On the other side, Ty Sims and Jacoby Atwater have free throws. Julian Camper down the other end tries to go behind his back, and the ball kind of stuck. The exchange was no good, and it went out of bounds. That's turnover number 6 for George Ranch. They had 5 in that first quarter. 11 turnovers, make that 12 now for the Buccaneers as they just give the ball up. And George Ranch returns the favor on turnovers here in the first 10 seconds of the second quarter. Across the timeline, Ty Sims. Sims has that ball knocked out of bounds. And apparently Julian Camper got more of Ty Sims than just the basketball, his second personal foul. Camper, the 5'11 junior, two personal fouls. No points yet in the ball game. Now into Jacoby Atwater. Atwater out top to Simpson. Simpson drives on the basket. And he's fouled by A.D. Harris, his first. All right, the inbound by the Buccaneers to Atwater. Three-pointer on its way. Off the iron, no good. Rebound, A.D. Harris. Harris has been clearing the boards for George Ranch. And he collides with Jake Simpson. That'll be the third personal foul on a Buccaneer, the first for Jake Simpson. Longhorns inbound in front of their own bench. To Camper around the horn to the right corner. To Harris, now in the far corner is a three-pointer on its way from A.D. Harris, and that's no good. Ball ahead now to Jake Simpson, who puts the ball in. The foul is going to be whistled against Jos Enwakego, his first. And the basket is good. At the free throw line is Jake Simpson, the 6'4 junior for Trent Olivier's club. And Jake is a 79% free throw shooter. See if he can convert on the three-point play. Ball up and no good. Off the front iron, the back iron, and pops back out. Rebound by Zion Harper, the Longhorn freshman back in the lineup. In the corner to A.D. Harris. Three-pointer is good. A.D. Harris with 5 points. 16-4. Longhorns by 12. A personal foul whistled there against Stephen Woods. And back to the free throw line is Jake Simpson. Makes the first one on the bonus. Simpson's second one is off the back iron again. No good. He's 1-for-3 from the free throw line after that basket earlier. Underneath, Ori Limbrick, good. Great pass by Julian Camper. He found Ori Limbrick under the basket. Limbrick with 16 points. Ty Sims drives down the lane. Ball knocked around, and finally corralled by Zion Harper. 13 turnovers now for the Buccaneers. That's been a problem all game long for Brazoswood. Now back out top to Stephen Woods. A backwards dribble as he sets things back up to Ori Limbrick. Into John Kahn. Kahn drives on the left side. That ball is off the mark, but he's fouled. Apparently not fouled. He lost control of the basketball and it went out of bounds. 8 turnovers now for George Ranch. All right. Ty Sims drives on the right side. Little jump shot inside the lane by Jake Simpson is good. 18-7, Longhorns by 11. Glad you joined us this afternoon on GRHSI Radio. Brazoswood Buccaneers are in town, and Stephen Woods just connects on his second three-pointer of the night. It's 21-7, and Woods has 8 points to Jack Vreeland. Vreeland loses control of the ball. into the hands of Harper. Out top to Ori Limbrick, and he'll drift towards the left side and set things up again. Over to John Kahn, back to Stephen Woods. And a foul as Woods drives in on the left-hand side. Jack Vreeland, the 6-foot senior, commits a personal foul, his first. Not a shooting foul. Gerald Sapp, a 6'4 junior, in for George Ranch. Ball way out top to John Kahn, and then he gives it back to Ori Limbrick, and Limbrick will set things up at the top of the key. To Julian Camper on the right side. Camper tries to get it down low to Gerald Sapp, and that ball goes off of Gerald's hands and out of bounds. 9 turnovers for the Longhorns. 4:43 left in the second quarter. 21-7 Longhorns by 14. To Jake Simpson. To Brown and back to Simpson. And the ball goes out of bounds. That is turnover number 15 on the afternoon for the Buccaneers. Gerald Sapp triggers the inbound. To Limbrick. To John Kahn in the corner. Down low now. To Zion Harper. Harper with the turnaround shot. No good. Rebound by Jake Simpson. Simpson will take it himself. Finally gives it away to Jack Vreeland. Vreeland over to Ty Sims. Sims on the right side. Ball on the ground. Stolen away by George Ranch. And a little scrum for the basketball on the left side. And a foul whistled against. I'm not sure they gave the right number. It looks like Caleb Manning, who is in the ball game for Brazoswood. Caleb Manning, the 6'1 junior, commits the foul. Ball inbound on the right side to Julian Camper. Out top to John Kahn. Kahn out and around the horn to Limbrick, to Julian Camper, to Kahn on the right side. Longhorns looking for the best shot they can find, and now Ori Limbrick comes out top to take control. 21-7, Longhorns by 14. To Julian Camper. Camper from the free throw line, jumper off the mark, rebound to the Buccaneers. Big strong rebound by Caleb Manning. Now ahead to Jake Simpson. Simpson out top to Roy Brown. Three-pointer on its way, and that one is good. Brown dished it off to Ty Sims, who nails the three-pointer. 21-10, Longhorns by 11, inside 3 minutes to play before half. And a reach-in foul committed by Ty Sims is first. Julian Camper will inbound the basketball to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick walks in towards the basket, now into the left corner. And down low to Gerald Sapp. And Sapp is fouled by Jake Simpson. That's Jake's second personal foul. At the free throw line, Gerald Sapp. Sapp averages just over 2 points a game, and he shoots 42% from the free throw line. In the JV game on the men's side here, Longhorns 63, Brazoswood 37, and down in Clute, Lady Longhorns a winner again, 48-34, 20-4 on the season now, 2-0 in district play. First free throw on its way by Sapp. That one is off the mark, and the rebound to the Buccaneers. Ahead now to Alex Reyes, and Reyes kicks it back out to Jacoby Atwater. Back to Reyes. He drives the baseline and then tries to get across the baseline to Ty Sims off of Ty's hand and out of bounds. 17 turnovers for the Buccaneers. All right, to Steven Woods. Down low to Zion Harper. Harper working down low, puts it up and in. Zion Harper working hard for that basket. 23-10, 2:12 left before halftime. Out top, Roy Brown, the 5'11 senior, certainly the playmaker for the club. Turnover again ahead to Julian Camper, and Camper lays it up and in, his first 2 points of the afternoon. And to be fair to Brazoswood, we haven't been able to figure out how good they are because they are having so much difficulty getting the ball down court or keeping the ball down near their basket. They just commit another turnover, puts the ball back in the Longhorns' hands. We'll see how this plays out, and we'll see what adjustments Trent Olivier can make at halftime to get his club on track. Colby Solis with the personal foul. And again, Gerald Sapp at the free throw line. First free throw is off the mark. Both teams in the bonus. But this was a shooting foul for Gerald Sapp. Checking in, Von Troy Malone. Checking out, Noah Kane for the Buccaneers. Second free throw on its way and good. But Sapp stepped over the line, apparently, so the free throw will not count. And again, a lot of difficulty. Brazoswood getting the basketball in. This time, they tried to get it in bounds, and Trent Olivier thinks there was a personal foul committed because the ball did not get inbounds, and it's back over to George Ranch. Ori Limbrick will trigger the inbound. He kicks it out top to Julian Camper. Camper around the horn to Sapp, and now back to Julian Camper on the right side to Sapp in the left corner. Out top to Limbrick. Limbrick wants to shoot, doesn't, pulls up now inside the free throw line, and that one is off the mark. 10 turnovers now for George Ranch on the air ball. Solis with the shot from out top. No good. And in the hands of Ori Limbrick. And check that. That was Alex Reyes. The 5'9 senior puts up the shot from outside. Down low now to Zion Harper. And Harper is fouled. Foul whistled against Von Troy Malone is first. Free throw line now is Zion Harper. Harper, first free throw on its way. Good. Zion with 3 points. He averages 7.5 per game in the first 18 games of the non-district season. Next free throw on its way, and that one's good as well. 4 points for Harper, and the Longhorns lead by 17 inside 40 seconds to play now. Ball almost stolen away by George Ranch, back in the hands of Atwater. He puts up the jumper, and Zion Harper with the rebound ahead to Steven Woods. Woods to Julian Camper on the right side, back out top to Ori Limbrick, and the Longhorns will reset again. Limbrick has Colby Solis on him. Now out to Gerald Sapp, back to Limbrick. in the corner to Camper. Down low to Zion Harper. Harper with the turnaround shot. But before he can get the shot off, he travels. 11 turnovers now for George Ranch. Checking back in is Ty Sims, one of the starters for today's game after a breather. He's back in the lineup. To Solis, back out to Atwater. Three-pointer on its way, rattles in and out, no good. And we are at halftime. George Ranch, 27. Brazoswood Buccaneers, 10. We'll be back after a few messages, bring you up to date on scoring, and get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Meet Josh.
Hi, everybody.
Josh is a high school basketball player, solid shooter, great teammate.
Hey, don't forget my tenacious D.
And he's my son.
Uh-huh.
So, what does Josh do to be the best basketball player he can be?
I play tennis.
Studies show that student-athletes here in Texas who play more than one high school sport are more likely to excel. Tennis does more than improve Josh's conditioning. It gives him a fresh competitive outlet, reduces the risk of injury by cross-training, and introduces him to different coaching techniques and new friends.
Don't get me wrong. Hoops are my first love. Tennis just gives me a little break.
So when the new season begins, Josh isn't burned out on basketball. He's eager to play. And you can see the difference in his game.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com, click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald. All right, welcome back, everybody, to George Ranch High School. This is live 23-6A basketball. The Brazoswood Buccaneers are in the building here at George Ranch. Longhorns 27 and the Buccaneers 10 at halftime. Here's the scoring for George Ranch. Stephen Woods with 8 points. Ori Limbrick with 6. 5 for A.D. Harris. 4 for Zion Harper. And then a basket apiece for Julian Camper and Jos Enwakego. Longhorns have committed 11 turnovers in two quarters of play. On the other side of the scorebook, 5 points for Jake Simpson, all in the second quarter, and Ty Sims with 4. Excuse me, and a free throw by Jacoby Atwater. That's the 10 points put up by the Buccaneers, and the problem for Brazoswood is the 19 turnovers they have through two quarters of play. They average just about 13 turnovers for an entire game in the first 20 games of the season, all non-district contests. They average about 13 turnovers. They have 19 already. And as we pointed out in the waning seconds there of the second quarter, that it's very hard to evaluate this club. because they're having so much difficulty keeping the basketball and setting up their offense and trying to work their offense. Now, when you look at their record, they're 13-7 coming into this opening game in the 23-6A schedule. Pearland is 19-1, and then Brazoswood 13-7. But again, we'll have to see what adjustments Trent Olivier makes in his halftime talk. The Longhorns are coming back out on the court, and we don't see the Buccaneers yet. They'll be coming back out. We'll take a couple messages here when we come back, give you some information, and get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Texas did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
So why do teenagers play high school sports?
My reason why is a sense of purpose.
My reason why is to inspire others.
One reason student athletes seldom mention is to get an athletic scholarship. They know that only 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. So why do they play?
My reason why is friendship.
Tell us your reason using the hashtag MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Texas University Interscholastic League. Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Texas. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, the opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, third quarter, just 12 seconds away. Longhorns lead 27-10. Top scorer for George Ranch, Stephen Woods with 8. On the other side, Jake Simpson with 5 points for the Buccaneers. George Ranch will be moving left to right now across your radio dial, your desktop, your laptop, your tablet, your phone, however you're listening to us this afternoon. I think I said this evening a couple times, but kind of corrected myself. It's still afternoon, 3:44. This one tipped off at 3:02 this afternoon. All right, Longhorns will inbound as we start the third quarter to Limbrick. Around to Julian Camper. Back out top to Stephen Woods. Now to A.D. Harris. Back to Woods. Woods, the backwards dribble as he sets things up. To Ori Limbrick on the far side. Julian Camper looks over here to A.D. Harris. Gets it over to Harris. And to Camper. And a shot put up. No good by Stephen Woods. The rebound and the putback is good by A.D. Harris, and Harris with 7 points. Good work under the basket by Harris. And again, Buccaneers having some trouble holding on to the basketball. They do retain possession, and a three-pointer from the corner by Ty Sims, his second of the afternoon. Drive on the basket, no good by Limbrick. Taken down by Sims. Sims ahead to Roy Brown. Brown back to Sims. Jump shot from the free throw line, off the mark. Rebound, Stephen Woods. 29-13, Longhorns by 16. Over to A.D. Harris. Let's see what. Oh, we got a little bit of maintenance work we got to do on the court. Need a towel to kind of wipe up some perspiration. Just out of bounds, but certainly where players are. And then the referee also kind of towels off the baseline over there. The Longhorns will inbound the basketball right in front of Charlie Jones and the Longhorns bench. Limbrick will do that. And he gets it into Woods. Around to A.D. Harris. Harris to Julian Camper. Three-pointer on the way from way out top. And that one is an air ball. Turnover number 12 now for George Ranch. Ball back to Ty Sims. Sims picked up by Stephen Woods. Sims, good job getting across the timeline. Looks and finds Roy Brown. Brown has Limbrick on him. He drifts towards the left side. Now back to the top of the key. Crossover dribble as he tries to work on Ori Limbrick. And the ball is taken away by A.D. Harris. Harris walks with the basketball. Tried kind of an NBA move. Picked up the ball a little too soon. And then was dancing in the lane. And picks up the turnover. Number 13 now for George Ranch. 20. For the Buccaneers. To Ty Sims. Sims leaves it for Roy Brown. Brown in the corner to Noah Kane. And back to Sims. Sims tied up by Stephen Woods. Now down low to Atwater. No, check that. It's Fontroy Malone. Puts up the turnaround jumper. No good. Rebound. Limbrick. Limbrick down the lane. And he's fouled. A lot of bodies in that small space. I think the foul is whistled against Fontroy Malone. His second at the free throw line is Ori Limbrick. Limbrick with 6 points. He averages 9.5. And he has a 55% free throw percentage as he misses the first one. Next one on its way, and that one's good. Limbrick with 7, and the Longhorns lead by 17. Roy Brown across the timeline. Ball picked off underneath by Zion Harper. Harper ahead to Limbrick. Limbrick finds Stephen Woods down by the basket, and that one swatted out of bounds. Good D by Noah Kane, the 6'3 senior. He slapped that one out of bounds. Ori Limbrick will inbound right under the Longhorns basket. And again, we'll towel off a spot on the court. Charlie Jones right in front of us here, kneeling just out of bounds and talking to his club. Julian Camper will get the ball in for George Ranch. He's got Stephen Woods out top, and Ori Limbrick gets it over here close to our broadcast vantage point to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick with the backwards dribble as he sets things up to Camper, to Limbrick, and actually eludes Limbrick and in the hands of Stephen Woods. Woods gives it to Limbrick, who tries to go down the lane, has the ball stripped, turnover number 14 for George Ranch. And driving and scoring at the other end is Jake Simpson. Simpson with 7 points. And the lead is cut to 15. It's 30-15. And a timeout called by George Ranch. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Texas, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who play high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, back to some live high school sports of our own here at George Ranch. Inbound by Stephen Woods to Ori Limbrick to A.D. Harris back in the ballgame. Harris out top to Woods. To the far side, the Limbrick. Back to Julian Camper. Three-pointer on its way. No good. A rebound to Jake Simpson. Simpson drives now, kicks it out to Ty Sims. And Sims hits his third three-pointer of the night. It is 30-18. 10 points by Sims. Three three-pointers and a free throw. Here's our pal Ryan Dunsmore from the Fort Bend Herald. You can look for his game story tomorrow in the weekend edition of the Herald. Driving inside the lane and stripped away. Now again, a three-pointer. This one is off the mark by Sims. Rebound to Zion Harper. Harper ahead to Stephen Woods, to Limbrick. Now here in the corner, A.D. Harris, three-pointer on the way. No good. Off the back iron, rebound. Pulled down by Von Troy Malone. Malone kicks it over to Roy Brown. And again, a three-pointer on its way from Ty Sims. This one off the mark. Rebound again by Harper. Harper ahead to A.D. Harris down the lane. Harris lays it up and in, and he is fouled by Roy Brown. Brown's second personal foul, and the eighth and ninth point for A.D. Harris.
Harris with a good take there, just leading his defender one direction here and breaking it back just before the rim here to shield his body between the goal and the defender. Good finish at the rim.
He's Ryan Dunsmore. I'm Tom Tarando. Ryan, the sports editor of the Fort Bend Herald. Free throw on its way and good by A.D. Harris. 33-18, Longhorns back to a 15% surplus here. Now into the hands, and driving on the basket is John Kahn, who lays it up and in. First couple points of the night for John Kahn.
Yeah,
ball stripped away. And a dunk by A.D. Harris, or probably 98% of a dunk by Harris.
I'll give it to him there.
Yeah,
he didn't throw that one in. He got his fingertips over the rim.
Okay, we'll give him the dunk.
So yeah, three straight possessions here with the turnover for Brazoswood. George Ranch gets three easy baskets in the fast break off of that. Really, just the Brazoswood ball handlers are not able to handle that pressure from George Ranch coming up the court.
Made the point a couple times in the first half that it's just difficult to get a handle on how good Brazoswood might be. They've had so many opportunities where they couldn't even set up their offense without throwing the ball away. They now have 23 turnovers. They had 19 through the half. Here's another three-pointer from Ty Sims. He's hit three, but now has missed three since then.
Foul away from the ball here.
And I didn't see who that foul was on.
I think that might have been on two.
Okay, Colby Solis, that's his second. The ball is inbound to Ori Limbrick, and he's fouled. Foul whistled against Ty Sims, his second. And again, a non-shooting foul. Ball inbound right in front of us here to Limbrick. Back over to Julian Camper. Camper into Gerald Sapp. Sapp with his back to the basket now kicks it out top to Camper with the backwards dribble as he gets things set up around the horn now to Stephen Woods. Woods to Camper. Camper sends Woods the other way, and now Stephen not looking at him, so he picks on John Kahn. Now back to Camper on the far side. Three-pointer on his way. No good. Rebound, John Kahn. Longhorns get a reset on their offense, but then turning his ankle a little bit is Ty Sims, and the officials call a timeout.
Kahn and Sapp were the only two George Ranch players there in a mass of four different black shirts, and were able to come back with a rebound there. Good way to extend the possession there for George Ranch.
John Kahn was a starter for Charlie Jones this afternoon. And what happened here? Looks like Julian Camper lost control of the ball. It just kind of fell out of his hands and went to Kahn. And
Camper, the referee giving the ball to Camper. Camper never caught it.
Just went off his body.
And Kahn touched the ball.
Got it.
Touched the ball, and the referee took it as that was a change of possession.
All right, a little more conventional inbound now. Longhorns have it. Sapp back to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick inside the lane, tries to put up a jumper, partially blocked, taken away by Jacoby Atwater. Atwater puts it in the hands of Colby Solis, and Solis down court to Alex Reyes. Now on the baseline to Solis. Turnaround jump shot is good. Colby Solis, his first couple points of the afternoon, 37-20. Inside a minute 20 to play in the third quarter. Longhorns lead this one by 17. To Ori Limbrick. Limbrick has Jake Simpson on him. Kicks it over to Julian Camper.
Camper brings it out here. Hitting Sapp in the post.
Now to Stephen Woods. Good move by Woods, but he can't get the shot to drop. And he ties up Vontrae Malone, and the award will go to the Buccaneers. So that'll be a turnover against George Ranch, number 16 of the afternoon.
Woods with the dangerous play of getting a foul 90 feet away from the basket there, trying to get a tie-up. But, I mean, that always works out if you can get a hand on the ball like that, but just so many times you're not rewarded for that effort.
Longhorns JV team, a winner 63-37 before this game. Lady Longhorns down in Clute beat Brazoswood 48-34. They're now 20-4 and 2-0 in the 23-6A play. Ball inbound back to Alex Reyes. Reyes to Solis. Solis across the timeline. He's got Ori Limbrick on him. Gives it over to Caleb Manning, and a steal by Harris, and that one is a no doubt about it jam. We weren't sure about one of the others, or darn sure about that one. 39-20. And a foul whistled at the far end of the court against John Kahn, his first.
Harris had all the time in the world to set that dunk up to make sure he nailed it home.
Alex Reyes with the drive. Little hook layup attempt is no good. It's off the rim and out of bounds. Longhorns will have it with 14 and a half seconds left before the third quarter ends. Limbrick kind of picks his pace up now inside 6 seconds play here in front to Stephen Woods. Back to Limbrick. Good. Ori Limbrick with the turnaround put back, and the Longhorns get that score right before the third quarter ends. George Ranch 41, Buccaneers 20. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Andy, isn't it amazing?
What?
The sacrifice, the dedication, the grit. I mean, they really set an example, don't they?
Oh, well, no question. Today's high school athletes are truly special.
Not the athletes.
Well, who?
The officials.
Oh.
Today's student athletes are truly special. But there's something pretty great about the men and women who officiate their games, too. Like the way they're giving back to their communities. Officiating is a terrific way to stay in shape, meet new people, and stay connected to the game you love. But the biggest reason of all? We need more qualified high school officials here in Texas. And without them, the rest of us would have a whole lot less to cheer about. High school games need officials. High school sports need you.
Great call, Ralph!
Yeah!
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
All right, Ryan Dunsmore, Tom Tarando back with you at George Ranch High School. Set to start the fourth quarter. Leading scorer for George Ranch, A.D. Harris with one, probably two dunks. He's got 9 points. Ori Limbrick with 9. 8, Stephen Woods, and a couple each by Khan. Jos Enwakego, and 4 points by Zion Harper. On the other side, leading scorer for the Buccaneers is Ty Sims with 10.
Some confusion on the possession arrow here to start the fourth quarter. White ball is what Coach Jones is arguing for here, and there is some discussion going on between the referees at the moment.
Okay, and it looks like that's the way it's going to go. Longhorns will inbound. A.D. Harris will do that. Down to Jos Enwakego, who puts a shot up, and he's fouled.
Enwakego had some pretty far away post position here, but did a nice spin towards the basket to draw the foul.
Foul whistled against Caleb Manning, his second. George Ranch way out top. Stephen Woods. Harris tracks that one down. Woods with the three-pointer off the back iron, tipped around. Khan had a chance to get it. Can't put his hands on it. Jake Simpson drives on the left side at the far end and blows the layup back in the hands of George Ranch. And out of bounds. Turnover number 17 now. And I want to go back and tell you A.D. Harris has 13 points. No, that's not right either. He's got 14 points through three quarters. He had 5 at halftime and then scored 9 in the third quarter on a pair of dunks and a couple other baskets and a free throw. So A.D. Harris leads the club with 14 points. And down at the far end, the ball inbound to Caleb Manning, and Manning is fouled by A.D. Harris's second.
Manning had a good moment of pause and delay while he was going up for the basket, drawing the foul from George Ranch here. But still, I mean, Brazzwood is really struggling to get the ball up the court here. Really just making the offense get out of its flow right from the beginning.
In the corner to Solis, three-pointer on its way. That one rims around. The putback by Jake Simpson also spins around and comes out. The rebound to John Kahn. Kahn drifts towards the far side. Now gives it up to Ori Limbrick. And Limbrick will dribble out top. Gets it in. And the turnaround by Enwakego is no good. Tracked down in the corner by Stephen Woods. Back out top to Limbrick. Back to Woods. Now down to Zion Harper. Harper fakes left, goes right, puts up the jump shot. That's no good, but he's fouled. Foul whistled against Caleb Manning, his third. Zion Harper with a little Akeem Olajuwon shake and bake. Fake one way, go the other. Just doesn't have the turnaround jumper down yet.
Yeah, it's been a battle in the paint all game long here. Anyone guarding Harper here is really trying their best here to push him out of the paint to make every basket a tough one, but he's been able to work the paint a little bit here and draw a few fouls to keep that offense rolling.
Harper's first free throw is off the mark. Second one is upcoming. It's on its way and good. Harper 3-for-4 this afternoon in free throws. He's got 5 points on the afternoon. 42-20. Pushed way out into the corners. Colby Solis. Steven Woods on him. Now kind of a handoff to Jake Simpson. Simpson leaves it for nobody in particular. And down to Alonzo Davis, the 6'3 senior in the game for George Ranch. And the ball is tied up. And the award is going to go to the
I believe it should be Brazos
at this
point.
Yeah.
Harper with a good offensive rebound there, but in a mass of bodies. Woods actually got the tip on that ball. It was it came from behind on for the ball handler for Brazoswood to get that steal to start the offensive flow there. Just couldn't finish at the rim for George Ranch.
Six-four junior Jake Simpson will trigger the inbound to Colby Solis. Longhorns have fallen back. They will meet Solis just beyond midcourt. Kind of falling back into zone coverage. Solis with the turnaround jumper, and that's good. Colby Solis inside the lane, turnaround jump shot. Colby with 4 points.
Seems like he's been a pretty good spark here in the second half for the Buccaneers.
Longhorns trying to force it in the lane, and it's picked away by Brazoswood to Solis. Solis gives it over momentarily to Noah Kane, back to Solis. And back out top to Jake Simpson. Simpson behind the back dribble. He's in the lane. Little NBA hop, and he puts it in. 9 points now for Jake Simpson on the basket. Inside the lane, 42-24. Charlie Jones wants a timeout. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Back at George Ranch High School, we like to call that the best deal where?
In America.
In America. Not just Richmond, Rosenberg, not just Texas, but in America. $9 a month for six-day delivery for the Fort Bend Herald. And also when you subscribe, you get access to the online edition at no extra charge.
Former George Ranch star Kingsley Kiki was the headliner today for our high school notebook here with the Packers going to the playoffs. Just to bring it here locally. Also had a note on Villa Gomez, the kicker for George Ranch, getting a preferred walk-on status offer from Texas State.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. Texas Southern, I'm sorry.
Very partial to place kickers to begin with, so that's good to hear. He had a good year for George Ranch. And the ball is knocked around and out of bounds. Longhorns lose possession.
Limerick up there for a free throw. Missed the front end of one. Ball gets out of bounds here. Brazoswood ball.
You and I both saw information about Mikhail Onu, another George Ranch alum. He was at SMU, then went to Colorado, had a good year at Colorado, and we'll see if he gets some kind of look-see in the NFL. Maybe
he's got a whole other league he can have an opportunity. Maybe the XFL may be the one that comes calling here. I mean, Onu has shown at every turn he's been ready and able to play at the highest level, so it'd be interesting to see how it goes.
Absolutely. And we'll keep an eye on Darius Anderson, who has finished at TCU and also might have his eye on the NFL.
I believe he got an invite to the Senior Bowl here, so we'll at least get to see him wearing TCU black and purple one more time.
And while we were chatting, a three-pointer by Colby Solis. Solis with 7 points on the afternoon, his first three-pointer. Steven Woods puts one up from the far side. No good. Rebound put back by Zion Harper. Harper is fouled.
They're going to give the foul, foul
to
on
Harper.
Yeah.
A little too overzealous on the rebound.
Knocking down number 11 there for Brazoswood.
Second personal foul for Zion, the freshman. David Camacho in the lineup, a 5'9 senior for Brazoswood. And a basket by Jake Simpson.
Simpson with a three-pointer there. Cutting the, making the score almost.
And down low to Zion Harper. And this time, Harper puts the ball in. 44-30. 4:06 left in the ball game.
What I meant to say was it almost cutting the lead here to 10 points. But Harper there getting an easy mismatch basket there, standing alone under the paint here for 2 points.
Harper with 7 in the ball game. 3 in this quarter. Colby Solis had 2 in the third quarter and 5 here in the fourth. As you pointed out, kind of a spark for them. So is Ty Sims. Sims hit 2 3-pointers in the third quarter, but then put up 3 or 4 more that couldn't find the mark. So he's kind of stopped putting those up for the time being.
I would say at the moment here, Solis has been the only shooter that I feel like has earned the amount of volume he's shooting. The rest of George Ranch has really done a lot to put his shots up from when they have opportunities from behind the arc, but really none of them have been consistent knocking them down.
Longhorns will take possession here. The inbound coming from John Kahn to Julian Painter. Three-pointer on its way. No good. A rebound skied for by Jake Simpson. Simpson doing a good job on the boards this afternoon for the Buccaneers.
Simpson's really been the most aggressive player for Brazoswood all game here, and is being rewarded with some defensive rebounds and some drawing some fouls on driving to the basket here.
6'2 sophomore John Kahn with the personal foul. His second at the free throw line is the aforementioned Jake Simpson. First one is good for Jake. He's a 79% free throw shooter in the first 20 games of the year. Second one is good as well.
12-point lead here for George Ramps.
So. Yeah, 44-32. So that lead, which has been 17, 18.
Over 20 for a good period here.
Exactly right. Now down to 12. Kahn will inbound the basketball. Press put on by the Buccaneers.
And I'd say the biggest difference in just the score shrinking here has not been anything necessarily George Ranch has done. It's just more the shots aren't falling. Or maybe they're settling too much for the outside shot here, and those aren't going down.
Well, and I think the Buccaneers are getting a chance to run their offense for the first time in the game. This one taken away from George Ranch and then taken away from the Buccaneers. Longhorns down court to Julian Camper, and Camper has it go through his hands and out of bounds.
So we're just trading turnovers here between these two teams in the last 20 seconds here.
21 for George Ranch, 28 for the Buccaneers. And that disparity was much greater in the second and third quarter than it is now. Driving on the basket is David Camacho, and he is fouled. Foul whistled against Ori Limbrick, his second. Free throw line, David Camacho, the 5'9 senior. 60% free throw shooter. First one is off the mark, and he'll get a second one.
Interesting, they gave a shooting foul there. I thought he got bumped in the body while he was trying to go towards the basket here.
Kenyon Atwater checks in for the Buccaneers. Second free throw on its way. That one rims and comes out. Camacho comes up empty on those two free throws to Julian Camper. Camper to Ori Limbrick. Out top to Woods, back to Limbrick. Limbrick looks left and now goes right to Wood. Woods as he is fouled by Carlos Cantu, just in the ball game, the 6'2 sophomore. First personal foul for Cantu at the line, shooting one and the bonus, Stephen Woods. Woods, a 50% free throw shooter, 0 for 2 this afternoon.
And Cantu, after the foul, exits the floor.
First one on its way and good, and he will earn another one.
I think George Ranch at this point will want to be a little more, is going to be a little more deliberate and try to ease the clock out over these last 3 minutes.
That second free throw rims around and comes out. Rebound to Jake Simpson. Simpson on the right side, a little stutter step dribble. Kicks it out to Ty Sims. Sims three-pointer on the way off the front iron. Good strong rebound by Colby Solis, and he's fouled.
Smallest guy on the floor there, Solis, gets the offensive rebound and draws a foul, putting it back up. I mean, that's the effort any coach wants to see, but except probably Coach Jones over on the George Rand side.
All right, personal foul number 3 on John Kahn. First free throw is on the way and off the iron to the left.
Pretty good crowd here tonight for day for being basically still a holiday at LCIST.
All right, that one rims around and comes out as well. Rebound to Stephen Woods. Now Longhorns have trouble getting across midcourt, and they finally do before the 5 seconds elapses. Down low to Julian Camper, who lays it up and in. And another whistle.
They're letting number 12 shake off the cobwebs. He went down hard on that pass right out of the inbounds there between Woods and Limerick.
47-32, Longhorns by 15 again. The inbound to Colby Solis. Solis has Limerick on him, tries to shake Ori, and then does so momentarily. Now into the corner. Shot on its way by Alex Reyes. That's an air ball picked out of the air by Julian Camper. Camper drives the left side. Tries to get a pass to Woods. It's knocked out of bounds. Longhorns will inbound again on their own baseline. Ball comes out top to Ori Limbrick. 2:12 left in the ball game. Longhorns came in at 8-10, 13-7. Buccaneers, as we play this first 23-6A basketball game of the season. This one stripped away from Woods. Into the hands of Colby Solis. Into the corner to Sims. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Put back by Simpson is no good. And the rebound to Zion Harper. And Harper is fouled by Kenyon Atwater, his first.
Brazos Wood would really need that offensive putback by Simpson there, just kind of rimmed out after it. And Zion picked up the defensive rebound there, drawing the foul, much to the ire of the Brazos Wood fans who've been quite vocal today.
Harper, the 6'3 freshman, started the game. A lot of solid minutes for Zion here in this first district game of the season. He's got 7 points. Try to add to that total. Shot is on its way and off the iron.
lane violation there for on Brazos Wood. It's still a 1-1 shot here for Zion. Both teams at 9 fouls here. And the next foul put either in the double bonus and 2 shots.
6-foot senior Jack Vreeland back in the lineup for the Buccaneers. And Harper's got an interesting pre-shot routine. Dribbles it a couple times and then pantomimes the shot and then puts it up. He did this time, and it was off the mark. Ball stolen away. And back in the hands of Camacho, who puts up the three-pointer. David Camacho from beyond the arc.
Yeah, Coach Jones has to be frustrated here. Three players from George Ranch all had a hand on the ball here for the rebound, and they fought with each other to get that rebound, giving the ball back to Brazoswood, and they knocked down the three-pointer to cut it to a 12-point game.
All right, timeout is called by the Longhorns. It's 47-35. Longhorn lead back to 12. We'll talk about scoring. 9 points for Stephen Woods. Ori Limbrick with 9. 4 for Julian Camper. 14 for A.D. Harris. Basket by John Kahn. A basket by Jose Enwakego. And 7 points by Zion Harper. On the other side of my scorebook, Kobe Solis with 7. 10 for Ty Sims. 3 by David Camacho. 13, Jake Simpson. And a free throw by Jacoby Atwater in the first quarter. And that's the scoring for the Buccaneers. When we talked in the pregame, Charlie Jones's comment was that he thinks 23-6A is wide open for the taking. Although, Pearland and a few teams really came out in their non-district schedule. But he thinks 23-6A is wide open, and it can be anybody's league.
I think that the one thing I take out of this is that George Ranch always has this really high floor on their play.
And driving on the basket is Limbrick, and he is fouled. Foul whistled against Solis, his third.
And really just that's going to reflect, I think, in the district play is that I think the floor at least is one of those four playoff spots for George Ranch, and I think you could slot them in at any one of those four spots depending on how this team maturates together.
Oh, first one by Limbrick. Bangs around and comes out. Ori, a 55% free throw shooter. 9 points on the afternoon. Next one is up and good. He's got 10.
Simpson bringing the ball up here.
Into Ty Sims. Sims, the corner. This one to Vreeland, who puts up the three-pointer. That's an air ball. It was collected out of the air by Colby Solis, and then he fell out of bounds with it. It'll be another turnover for Brazoswood. Inside a minute to play now. Longhorns, 48-35. Pass comes in to Caden Cook, the 6'1 senior. Tries to get it over to Ben Taylor, the 6'4 senior. And neither could control the basketball. Went out of bounds. Julian Camper commits a personal foul at the far end, his third. At the free throw line, Colby Solis. Free throw is good by Colby, 60% free throw shooter, 1-for-3 this afternoon.
Exactly what the doctor ordered there with the free throw, stopping the clock and putting some points on the board for Brazoswood.
And he makes the second one.
Now an 11-point game here for Brazoswood. George Ranch leads. Oh!
And good heads up by Charlie Jones, because on the floor was Caden Cook having trouble collecting that basketball, and Charlie wisely called a timeout to avoid the turnover.
Wisely, I think also it was, I'll put it politely, is that I think we got bailed out there because I don't know if the George Ranch actually had possession of the ball when that timeout was called. It keeps the possession in George Ranch, but that could have easily been a turnover if they let it slide for another second or two there.
Well, and of course, when you're rolling on the floor with the basketball, you run the risk of being called for traveling also. Mm-hmm. So there was the opportunity to turn it over once or twice, but Charlie jumped in there and called the timeout. 0.1 seconds left. 11-point lead for George Ranch, 48-37. Steven Woods gets it down to Big Ben Taylor. Taylor goes to the basket, puts it up. We'll see if he got that shot off, and no, it's a turnover against George Ranch.
Ty Sims there was the only defender between Taylor and the basket, and Taylor put a good move on it there and just couldn't finish.
24 turnovers for George Ranch in the game. This one put up by Simpson. That's no good. A rebound to Ben Taylor. And a foul whistled against,
I believe it's Solis there.
Was it Solis or Camacho? Five? I thought he said five, but yeah, we'll give it to
one of the guards.
Yeah. We'll give it to Camacho, his first. Ben Taylor at the free throw line. First free throw off the iron. Comes back at Ben Taylor. He'll get another. You recognize that name. He was on Nick Cavallo's Longhorns football team. And he gets the next one to dance on the rim and fall in. 49-37. Just about 20 seconds to play. Jack Vreeland with the three-pointer. That's off the mark. Rebound to Caden Cook. And Cook is fouled. Put my head down to the scorebook, so I don't know who that person was whistled against. At the free throw line is Caden Cook. Cook, a 6'1 senior, getting some minutes here for George Ranch and Charlie Jones. Free throw off the iron. Here comes Gerald Sapp. And Alonzo Davis back in the lineup for George Ranch. Jorge Limbrick checks out. Aiden Cook, second free throw on its way and off the mark. Rebound, guess who? Jake Simpson clears the boards for the Buccaneers.
Simpson bailed out there with, I believe, Sapp called for a foul there.
Yeah. Gerald Sapp with the called for, I guess, tripping his first. And at the free throw line, Jake Simpson.
It's more like he was standing in front of Simpson as he fell over.
All right, 13 points from Simpson. First free throw is
good.
Good for Jake. Second one, also good for,
yes,
Jake Simpson. All right, folks, I put my head down to put it in the scorebook. 49-39, Longhorns by 10. Shot by Ben Taylor. Is off the mark. The putback by Alonzo Davis, also off the mark. And that's the ball game. You heard the final horn. George Ranch, 49, and the Buccaneers, 39. We'll be back to wrap this one up from George Ranch. Longhorns a winner, 49-39 in the first 23-6A game of the season. We'll be right back.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHSI Radio. We win at the ranch.
When it comes to taking care of your oral health issues, you need a team of exceptional dentists as your partner. In the Sugar Land area, your partner is the skilled team of dentists at Harrell Dentistry. Dr. Tyson Harrell, Dr. Mary Harrell, and Dr. Katie Davis each specialize in a different area of dentistry practice and will make sure that every visit to their state-of-the-art facility is a relaxing one. To make an appointment, call 281-937-1671 or contact the Harrell Dentistry team by email at harrelldentistry@att.net. That's Harrell Dentistry on Crab River Road in Richmond.
always believe.
We're the Bells Junior Varsity Drill Team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHS High Radio.
Meet Josh.
Hi, everybody.
Josh is a high school basketball player, solid shooter, great teammate.
Hey, don't forget my tenacious D.
And he's my son.
Uh-huh.
So, what does Josh do to be the best basketball player he can be?
I play tennis.
Studies show that student-athletes here in Texas who play more than one high school sport are more likely to excel. Tennis does more than improve Josh's conditioning. It gives him a fresh competitive outlet, reduces the risk of injury by cross-training, and introduces him to different coaching techniques and new friends.
Don't get me wrong. Hoops are my first love. Tennis just gives me a little break.
So when the new season begins, Josh isn't burned out on basketball. He's eager to play. And you can see the difference in his game.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, Longhorns a winner 49-39 in the 23-6A opener. Charlie Jones is here. What are your thoughts?
It was an interesting game. You know, it was a little ugly at times. You missed some free throws, had some turnovers, a little sloppy play. But at the end of the day, you're 1-0 in district, so you got to be happy with that.
You had some pretty good scoring. You had three guys in double figures, A.D. Harris with 14, Limbrick with 10, just two guys, rather, and nine by Stephen Woods, and then baskets spread around. Zion Harper with 7 points for you.
Yeah, we want to do that every game. You know, we want to get four or five guys around double figures. We got it today. It was close. They battled. You know, we had to throw out some different lineups that we haven't had in. We had two guys that been playing all year that weren't here. All the kids stepped in, played well, and it was a hard-fought game.
You know, we made this point several times during the game. It's kind of hard to get a handle on how good Brazoswood is, at least this afternoon. They had so much trouble getting the ball set up and putting up shots. They committed, 19 turnovers. 19 turnovers through halftime and finished with 30. But it was hard to figure out how good they might be.
We came into the game saying we wanted to put a lot of pressure on them because they can shoot threes really well. You saw them get hot late. So we wanted to push up on them a little bit, make it tough for them to get it up the court. And a couple times we got some turnovers. We really didn't convert like we wanted to convert on 2-on-1s and 3-on-2. It looked like a holiday game for both teams at some points during the game. But when you walk away with a win in a district game, it's always good.
What are a couple personnel takeaways for you?
Just all the kids, when I call on them, they come and give me something different. You know, some guys were struggling shooting the ball today. Julian wasn't making his outside shots, but he got in there and rebounded. He played defense. So when they're not making shots, we got to make sure they're doing other things. I think they did that tonight for the most part.
And looking forward to Hastings on Tuesday night. What do they have?
Oh, they're tough, as always. You know, I know people say every year is different and you shouldn't keep track of it, but we've never won at Hastings. Well, last year we took some first and beat some teams we had never beat before, so we're still trying to get our first win at Hastings. So we're going to try to take care of it. Coach Collins does a great job over there. I've known him for a long time, and hopefully we can take care of business.
All right, congratulations on win number one in the district.
Thank you.
Charlie Jones. And wrapping things up, and Charlie will leave here and go over and talk to Ryan Dunsmore so you can see what kind of quotes Ryan gets and puts in his game story tomorrow in the weekend edition of the Fort Bend Herald. Let's run through the scoring again. Free throw by Ben Taylor, 9 points Stephen Woods, Ori Limbrick 10, 4 Julian Camper, 14 A.D. Harris, a basket apiece by John Kahn and Jose Enwakego, and 7 points by the freshman Zion Harper. On the other side of the scorebook, 15 points leads the Buccaneers, and that's Jake Simpson, 10, Ty Sims, 9, Colby Solis, and 3 points by David Camacho. The Buccaneers finish with 30 turnovers, George Ranch with 24. And the Longhorns, as we pointed out and chatted briefly with Charlie about, are on to their second district game of the year on Tuesday with Hastings, the Hastings Fighting Bears. Final score here, George Ranch 49 and the Brazoswood Buccaneers 39. We appreciate you joining us this afternoon. For Ryan Dunsmore, I'm Tom Tarando, and we'll see you Tuesday night. 6:45 is airtime, tip-off at 7 o'clock. Good night, everybody.